Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Sociology Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your entire course, the sociological approach. This is the foundation of everything. Get this right, and the rest of sociology starts to click into place. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. So, what actually is sociology? At its heart, sociology is the scientific study of society. It asks big questions. Why do people behave the way they do? How does where you grow up shape who you become? Why do some groups have more power than others? Sociologists don't just look at individuals. They look at the patterns, structures, and forces that shape all of our lives. And that's what makes it so fascinating. Now, the first thing examiners want to see is that you understand the difference between two big ideas, consensus and conflict. This is absolutely central to your exam, so let's nail it now. Consensus theories say that society basically works well. People share the same values, they cooperate, and social institutions, like schools, families, and the law, help keep everything running smoothly. The big name here is Emil Durkheim. Durkheim, writing in the late 1800s and early 1900s, argued that society is like a living organism. Every part has a function, and together they create social solidarity. He called this functionalism. Think of it like a jigsaw puzzle. Every piece fits together, and the picture only works when all the pieces are in place. Conflict theories, on the other hand, say that society is bent on inequality and struggle. The most famous conflict theorist is Karl Marx. Marx argued that society is divided into two main classes, the bourgeoisie, that's the ruling class who own the factories and businesses, and the proletariat, that's the working class who sell their labour. Marx believed the bourgeoisie exploit the proletariat, and that this conflict between classes drives social change. He predicted that eventually the working class would rise up and overthrow capitalism. Now, that hasn't quite happened the way Marx imagined, but his ideas about power, inequality, and class are still hugely relevant today. Then we have Max Weber. Weber is a bit different. He agreed with Marx that conflict matters, but he argued that society is more complex than just class. Weber said status and power also play a role. He was also interested in how individuals make meaning, their actions, their motivations. This is sometimes called a more micro approach, looking at the smaller scale of everyday life. And that brings us to our four main perspectives. You need to know these inside out. Let me give you a quick tour. First, functionalism, associated with Durkheim. Society is a system. Institutions like the family, education, and religion all serve a function. Society is based on shared values, what Durkheim called the collective conscience. This is a consensus perspective. Second, Marxism, associated with Marx. Society is based on conflict between the ruling class and the working class. The ruling class use institutions, schools, media, religion, to maintain their power. This is a conflict perspective. Third, feminism. Feminists argue that society is patriarchal, meaning it's structured to benefit men at the expense of women. Feminist sociologists look at how gender inequality is reproduced through socialization, the media, the family, and the workplace. This is also a conflict perspective. Fourth, interactionism. This perspective focuses on the small-scale interactions between individuals, how we create meaning through symbols and communication. Key ideas include labelling, where a label applied to someone, like troublemaker or gifted, can shape how they see themselves and how others treat them. This can lead to what sociologists call a self-fulfilling prophecy, where the label becomes reality.